Red Nichols, Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. Introducing a program of Red Nichols and Ben Pollock tonight, two orchestras from the 1920s. One thing that made Red Nichols' band and Ben Pollock's band so popular was the quality of their musicians. These weren't just kids who happened to play instruments and needed the money. The list of personnel reads like a roster of giants. At various times, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Jack and Charlie Teagarden, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Pee Wee Russell, Adrian Rollini, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Gene Krupa, Manny Klein, Miff Mole, Lenny Hayton, the list goes on and on. Red Nichols was born in 1905. His father was a professor of music at Weber College in Ogden, Utah. At the age of 12, he started playing cornet in a family orchestra in Ogden. He attended Culver Military Academy on a scholarship in 1920. He played with a dance orchestra in Piquay, Ohio. Then he joined the Syncopating Five, played Atlantic City, and went on to New York. There he joined Johnny Johnson's orchestra, but he headed his own band also and started calling himself Red Nichols and the Five Pennies. He also played with other bands, Sam Lannon, Vincent Lopez, George Olson, Paul Whiteman even. In World War II, his daughter contracted polio. He gave up the band, worked in shipyards in Alameda, California. 1944, he started playing again with Glenn Gray's orchestra. 1945, formed a band again in Hollywood, became more popular than ever, and played throughout the early 60s. Up into 1965, when he was playing Las Vegas, had a heart attack, died June 28th, 1965. Excuse me, that's, in a nutshell, is Red Nichols' biography, but that doesn't tell you anything about his music. Let's learn more about that music right now. Here's Oh Baby. Thank you. You're listening to music by Red Nichols and his Wabash Dance Orchestra. Records made in 1928. 60 years ago? Here's Get Out and Get Under the Moon, Red Nichols.
Your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright and silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above, look, look, look at those sweetest love, oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you gotta do, any old night, when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon.
Get out and get under the moon. Pretty good advice. Red Nichols tonight on Scratchy Grooves, to be followed by Ben Pollock's orchestra when I run out of Red Nichols numbers. Here's another one, number 4 on the program. That's My Weakness Now.
Thank you.
Red Nichols, and a very abrupt ending on that one. That's My Weakness Now. Red Nichols from 1928 on Scratchy Grooves. Here's another song, My Ohio Home. These endings are catching me kind of by surprise tonight. I haven't played this for quite a while. They end rather abruptly. Incidentally, that was My Ohio Home, and I was in Ohio last week. I am from Ohio originally, and I want to thank Neil Payne for handling the chores here. He played a tape for me while I was gone, filling in the Scratchy Groove slot. Neil and I spell each other whenever we get an opportunity, and he's always more than willing to do that for me. I'm more than willing to do that for him. Red Nichols tonight. Let's have a couple of Red Nichols songs here. First, My Pet, and then Chloe.
Thank you. black at night. I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. Oh, no place would be too far where you are. Ain't no chain can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is all in me. I gotta go where you are.
Chloe is a song of the swamp, and here's a song of the river. Ready for the River, followed by another great old 1928 tune from Red Nichols Orchestra, Sweet Sue. First, the river song.
Ready for the river, the shivery river, the river that goes down to the sea. Want to drown my trouble and leave just a bubble to indicate what used to be me. I wrote some notes, going to keep a walking till my straw hands flow. Said I'm ready for the river, the shivery river, so get the river ready for me.
Thank you.
continue right along here with She's a Great, Great Girl, Red Nichols Orchestra.
WXDR's weekday afternoons now feature the sounds of Club 91.3 from 3 to 5 p.m. and The Cutting Edge now from 5 to 8, only on 91.3 FM WXDR.
And now it's request time. Not tonight. About 3 weeks ago, a lady called and said she'd like to hear, as she put it, my song. And I said, well, what song is that? She said, it's called My Song. And I said, you mean my song? And she said, no, my song. And it turned out that she was asking for a song called My Song. Here it is by Rudy Valley.
Pretty features are above, and so I must try something new. I've been sitting up the whole night long, writing a song all about you. I don't care if it's a big success, as long as it will change your no to yes. Thank you. time. My words may be crude, the tune may be wrong, but
Rudy Valley, My Song. If you have a song favorite you'd like to play, like to hear her played on Scratchy Grooves, the Scratchy Grooves era is roughly a late 1890s up through the 1930s. I may have it. Chances are very good I would have it. If you'll call me at 451-2701, I'll try to get it on for you next week. Now it's time to get back to the music. Here's Ben Pollack's orchestra. This is from 1926. This is thought to be the first record made by Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller together. Listen for them. The vocal is by Joel Ray. It's called When I First Met Mary, 1926, Ben Pollack. Apologize for the condition of that record. It skipped a couple of times. That goes way back to 1926. Ben Pollack's orchestra. I think I detected Glenn Miller and his trombone there. I'm not so sure about Benny Goodman and his clarinet. Ben Pollack hailed from Chicago. Played the drums in his high school band. 1925, formed his own band out on the West Coast. in New York. Went to New York in 1927, played at the Park Central, which was then a supper club. In 1935, there was some dissension in the band, and he left it. Bob Crosby took over the band. Then he reorganized, added Mel Torme as a vocalist and arranger, and put out a band that was fronted by, believe it or not, Chico Marx. But it was a Ben Pollock Orchestra. He started a talent agency and a recording company, finally went into the restaurant business in Hollywood and Palm Springs, occasionally led bands. For a time, he had a Dixieland band called Ben Pollock and his Pick-a-Rib Boys. But he became bitter against the music business and what he saw as ingratitude from the people that he'd helped. And in despair, he hanged himself in June 1971. His music speaks for him, though. We heard When I First Met Mary. Here's You're the One for Me. The vocal is Ella Mae Bailey. Take out some of the scratches. Ella Mae Baby Bailey and You're the One for Me, Ben Pollock's Orchestra. These records are all from 1926 or 1927. Here's the Williams Sisters, an unusual act with He's the Last Word, Ben Pollock. Thank you.
Oh, he's meek and quiet when there's a crowd around. But he's a red hot lion. Da 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 da. He's got to go when he's got to go. He's a last word. He can't recite but the whole inside. He's a last word. When we're out in the open air, the girl can't see how a man can care. But they could get a bit easy. Yeah, he's a last word.
Now a couple of more Ben Pollock numbers. First, Waiting for Katie. Ben sings on this with Dick Morgan and another unidentified gentleman. And Memphis Blues. First, Waiting for Katie. Ben Pollock.
Thank you. What would life be like growing up without a father? Without a friend you can look up to and trust? Many boys miss out on the support and attention a father can offer a child. That's what Big Brothers is all about, matching up boys from single-parent households with volunteers from the community for guidance and friendship. Make an investment in a little boy's future. Become a Big Brother. Call 368-0202.
Music by Ben Pollock tonight was preceded by music by Red Nichols from the 1920s. Ben Pollock again. Bert Loren to sing Let's Sit and Talk About You.
Thank you.
Orchestra, Bert Loren, Red Nichols, and Ben Pollock tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 o'clock for another hour of Scratchy Grooves. And now stay tuned for Neil Payne in his program,